Today's daily word, inner peace. Peace dwells in the silence of my soul. I am a creative peace. I am a creature of peace. My soul naturally gravitates toward peaceful people, places, and experiences. Peace is my very nature. There are sounds and images that instill a sense of harmony in my heart. A babbling stream, a breeze rustling the leaves of trees, the crackling of a fire, or the soft shimmering light of a candle bring comfort. These outer phenomena calm my mind and spirit and help me get in touch with internal peace. Whenever I need serenity and quietude, I call upon one of these sensory experiences to move me into the realization of who I am. I spend quiet time in the secret place of the Most High, reflecting and listening. Peace dwells in the silence of my soul. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ.
Now is the time for our morning meditation. As we close our outer eyes, we let our awareness draw to our hearts, and we connect our hearts to divine mind. Be still, be still, be still. Know that God is in the midst of you as substance. God in the midst of you is love. God in the midst of you is wisdom. Release easily all thoughts of lack and limitation. Let them go. Now, let wisdom fill you with the substance and faith of God. Now, release all resentment, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. Let it go. Be still and know that your heart is the center of God and love. This altar of God's love within you is so sure and unfailing, so irresistible and magnetic, that it draws your supply to you from the great storehouse of the universe. Trust God, use God's wisdom, prove and express God's love. For a few moments of silence, feel God's peace and love surround you. As you come out of the quiet, count your blessings and give thanks for them. Realize within you that only good exists in you and in your world. Give thanks that you are surrounded and supported by the power that created the universe. And so it is, and so we let it be. And now if you'll join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from error. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.